back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode today, Donnelly's Protection Racket, Part 2, first airing on April 17th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now, Superman, mighty visitor from the destroyed planet Krypton, whose strength knows no limit. More powerful than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, Superman, who has pledged himself to devote his life to helping the weak and needy, to fight for truth and justice. Superman, who in his everyday guise is Miles Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Superman, he was waging a one-man war against Jip Donnelly, a petty racketeer who has been collecting weekly protection payments from the small shopkeepers. Among them was Mrs. Olson, the mother of Jimmy Olson, a Daily Planet copy boy. Tracking Donnelly to his hideout, Superman gave him a thrashing and got from him the $120 Mrs. Olson had paid his collector, warning the racketeer that if he tried his racket again, worse would happen. But the moment Superman left, Donnelly sought revenge and sent two of his henchmen to Mrs. Olson's candy store. Meanwhile, unaware of Superman's visit to Donnelly's hangout, Jimmy and his mother are still in the store. Mrs. Olson is crying softly. Listen.
Oh, Mom, please don't cry. The only reason I told Mr. Kent about it was so that you wouldn't have to pay that crook Donnelly $20 a week. Please, Mom.
Oh, no, Jimmy. You shouldn't have told anyone. I begged you not to.
But, gee, Mom, how did I know Clark Kent was going to just stand there and let that collector knock him down? I thought he could fight.
No, fighting will only make matters worse. Oh, there's only one thing left for me to do. Close up the store and...
Mom, look. He's coming across the street.
Who, Jimmy?
Mr. Kent, look.
Well, you probably didn't expect me back, did you?
Mr. Kent... I don't want to appear ungrateful. I know you mean well. But I don't want any trouble with those gangsters. Oh, please don't stir up trouble.
I'm not stirring up anything, Mrs. Olson. I just have some good news. Here's the $120 Donnelly's collector took from you.
What?
And I don't think he'll bother you again.
Mr. Kent, jump in Gemini.
Now, the next thing to do is to expose Donnelly on the front page of the Daily Planet. And, if possible, run him out of the city.
Mr. Kent, where did you get this money?
Never mind where I got it. It's yours, every penny of it.
Did you get it from Donnelly?
Jimmy, a good newspaper man never reveals secrets.
You did get it from Donnelly. Mr. Kent, you're Superman.
Hardly, Jimmy. Not Superman.
Why, Mr. Kent, I can't believe it. It seems like a dream getting the money back. And you say they won't bother me anymore? Well, that means I can keep the store.
That's just what it means. Well, I guess I'll run along now. Get down bright and early in the morning, Jimmy. You can help me write the story. We'll splash it across the front page.
I sure will, Mr. Kent.
All right.
Good night, Mr. Kent. And, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, good night, Mrs. Olson.
Night.
Bye, Jimmy.
But even as Clark Kent departs, a black sedan pulls up at the curb opposite Mrs. Olson's little candy store.
Okay, Tony, cut the motor.
Right. Is that the place, Spike?
Yeah, we're lucky. They're still there. The kid and his old lady. What time is it?
9:30.
Well, they'll be closing up soon, though. Now, listen. What we do is this. When they come out, we follow them, you see? There's too many lights on this street.
Where do we follow them to?
They'll turn in on a side street where it's darker.
What are you going to do?
Get out of the car and follow them. Chip said to teach him, but don't pay the squeal.
I don't like fooling with kids and dames.
Well, me neither, but they got it coming to him. Tipping off a reporter. Hey, look.
Huh?
They're putting out the lights. See, they're closing up. Keep low.
Yeah, they're coming out of the store. You sure that's them?
Yeah, the kid's redheaded. Now let them get a block ahead of us.
Okay, keep an eye peeled for cops, Mike.
Yeah, come on. Pile out, though. Let's go. Not so fast. I said to keep a block behind them.
All right. You don't think it's so jittery?
Who's jittery?
You are. Wait a minute. We're turning to 2nd Street. That block is plenty dark.
Easy.
There they are, up ahead, on the left side of the street. All right now. Say when.
Not yet.
Spike, there's a police car coming up.
All right, duck in this doorway. Come on.
They're after us.
Shut up.
Boy, I sure thought them bulls met a pinch, Mike.
Now who's jittery? Hey, where's that kid and his old lady? Come on, let's get going.
I see him in the middle of the block.
Come on, now. Hey, you, come here.
Hey, let go of me.
Not till I teach your old lady something about screaming.
You leave that boy alone. Help!
Screaming ain't going to help you, sister. Come here, you brat. I'll fix you.
Not before I fix you.
Oh, what hit me?
I hit you, and that's where that came from.
Well,
he thought I was fooling, did he? Well, I'll show you I'm not.
Johnny, beat it. It's a big guy. He's crazy. Beat it.
Go ahead. Run for your lives. Too bad I can't follow you through the streets, but I know where to find you and your boss in case I want you. Now, I'd better see what happened to the Olsons as Clark Kent.
Jimmy, you all right?
Mr. Kent. Where'd you come from?
When I walked out of your store, I saw that car stop, and it looked suspicious, so I followed it. Jimmy, your mother's fainted.
She got scared when the man went to hit me.
Where do you live, Jimmy?
The next house.
I'll carry your mother up. There we are. All right, lead the way.
Gee, Mr. Kent, it was lucky you came along.
Yeah.
That guy was all set to hit me.
Did you recognize him? Who was he?
He was Donnelly's collector.
Oh.
I couldn't see his face, but I knew his voice, though. This door here.
Okay.
I'll turn on the light.
Ah, that's fine. There we are. I should be comfortable on this couch. Get some cold water and a towel, Jimmy.
Okay, won't take a second, Mr. Kent.
Lucky kid. Not a whimper out of him. Any other kid would have been frightened stiff.
Here you are, Mr. Kent.
Oh, good.
Is my mother all right?
Well, she will be in a moment. She's coming around.
Jimmy, where are you?
Right here, Mom. I'm okay. Mr. Kent saved us.
Mr. Kent, I didn't see you.
I'm terribly sorry this had to happen, Mrs. Olson. I never dreamed Donnelly would try to pull anything after the talk I had with him.
Oh, Mr. Kent, it was horrible. That man grabbing Jimmy.
No, don't you think about it. Just get some rest. I've got to get back to the office and see Mr. White. We'll splash this story across the front page. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have Lois Lane come over and spend a few hours with you. She'll be company for you, Mrs. Olson.
Oh, it isn't necessary, Mr. Kent. I'll be all right.
Oh, Lois won't mind. Where's my hat, Jimmy?
Right here, Mr. Kent.
Good night, Mrs. Olson. You can show me to the door, Jimmy.
Good night, and thank you.
No, not at all. Now, Jimmy, don't let your mother get up for a while, eh?
Mr. Kent, did you really chase those gangsters away?
I suppose so, Jimmy. Why, what makes you ask?
I thought I saw a man in a red cape, flying sort of.
You're tired, Jimmy. You'd better get some rest, too. I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thought he saw a man in a red cape flying, eh? I've got to be careful. Too many people are seeing me as Superman. But there's one person who's going to see me and not like it so much. Jip Donnelly. Tomorrow I'll clean his place out and make certain he leaves town. For good. Or my name isn't Superman.
But even as Clark Kent utters the threat, the long black sedan pulls up in front of Jip Donnelly's headquarters on the far side of town, and Spike gets out hurriedly. A moment later, he enters Donnelly's private office.
Well?
Boss, I hate to tell you, but we had trouble.
What do you mean?
Well, everything worked like a top. We trailed the kid and his old lady to a dark side street.
Go on.
When Tony pulled over at the curve and hopped out to grab me, you see, I had a grip on the kid when a guy came out of nowhere and clipped me.
Who was it?
I don't know. It was a big guy with an awful wallop. Before I could make a move, he let me have it.
What happened?
Well, I ran for the car and we got away just in time.
Did he follow you?
No, we cut over at the river and doubled back. Nobody followed.
Was the guy who clipped you that reporter, Clark Kent?
Him? I don't know, Jip. This guy was big. Awful big.
Sounds like Kent's behind this. You say he worked for the Daily Planet?
Yeah, that's what he said.
And the Olsen kid works for the Planet, too.
So what?
I got an idea. Maybe a good one. Hand me that telephone book.
Okay. What's up, Jip?
You'll see. Here it is. And Mrs. Henry Olsen. Store, residence. Logan 6251. Operator, get me Logan 6251.
Now, what you calling her for, Jip?
You'll see.
Hello?
Hello, Jimmy. This is Clark Kent.
Mr. Kent? Gee, your voice sounds funny.
Must be something wrong with the phone connection. Listen, Jimmy, I haven't got much time. I've got to see you right away.
But you just left my house a little while ago, Mr. Kent.
Yeah, I know. Something came up. I need your help. It's about Donnelly. Can you meet me at the corner of Spruce and 2nd Street in 10 minutes?
Gee, Mr. Kent, I don't want to leave Mom. She's asleep now. Miss Lane just got here.
Who?
Lois Lane.
Oh, sure. Bring her along. It's newspaper business.
All right, Mr. Kent. I'll be there with Miss Lane.
Good. See you in 10 minutes. If that's not luck, I don't know what it is.
What do you mean?
The kid told me a dame named Lois Lane is at his house. I know who she is. A reporter for that same paper, the Daily Planet.
So what?
How can you be so dumb? What do you mean, so what?
Well, supposing she is a reporter for the paper.
We don't want that paper to print nothing about us, do we?
No.
Well, they won't. Not now. We'll meet the kid and that Lane girl, and we'll take him for a ride. A nice little ride in the country. Get the car ready.
Will Lois Lane walk into the trap Donnelly has set for her and Jimmy? Or is she smart enough to realize it was not Clark Kent who called? What will happen? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling adventures of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is Donnelly's Protection Racket, Part 3, which aired on April 19th, 1940. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now, Superman, defender of the weak and champion of the oppressed. Superman, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton, resolved to dedicate his life to the cause of truth and justice, and mingles with ordinary men as Clark Kent, meek reporter for the Daily Planet. At the moment, Superman is fighting a petty racket. Jip Donnelly has been extorting money from the small shopkeepers along Spruce Street, one of whom is Mrs. Olsen, the mother of Jimmy Olsen, a coffee boy at the Daily Planet. Clark Kent, as Superman, forced Donnelly to return the money he had taken from Mrs. Olsen. Seeking revenge, Donnelly ordered his henchman Spike to waylay Jimmy and his mother on the street. But Superman again intervened. Angered, Donnelly telephoned, and posing as Clark Kent, arranged for Jimmy and Lois Lane, who was at the Olsen home, to meet him on a street corner. As our story opens, it is the same night. Kent, unaware of Donnelly's latest move, is talking to Perry White, city editor of the Daily Planet, in White's office.
Mrs. Olsen was so upset after Donnelly's men attacked her and Jimmy that I asked Lois Lane to spend a few hours there. Can you imagine men attacking a woman and a boy, Mr. White?
Donnelly and his kind aren't men, Kent. They're rats.
I know.
And there's only one way to handle rats. Drive them out in the open and shoot them down.
Fortunately, we can't do that.
With bullets? No. But with words, yes. Now, you get all the facts, Kent.
All right.
Write this story as you've never written one before. I'll give it all the front page space it'll take.
I know you'd feel that way about it, Mr. White.
And why shouldn't I? The trouble with this country is that we're too lenient with Donnelly and people like him. They belong in a country where they have a dictator and concentration camps. It makes my blood boil when I think of the millions of decent men and women who would give anything to live here in America, but instead, they have to suffer while Donnelly robs poor shopkeepers.
Hey, I'll put that in the story, Mr. White.
Well, you make every word sizzle, Kent.
Yes, sir.
Stop at nothing. But be sure of your facts.
Well, Jimmy knows everything that's happened. I'll get them from him.
Mr. Kent.
Well, who's that?
It's like Jimmy.
Mr. Kent. What?
Jimmy, what's the matter?
Miss Lane, I ran all the way.
Well, what happened?
A man called up, said he was you, Mr. Kent.
What?
It didn't sound like you, but I believed him.
What did he say?
He said to meet him at the corner of Spruce and 2nd Street and to bring Miss Lane.
Yes, and did you?
Yes. Miss Lane didn't want to do it, but I talked her into it. When we got down to the corner, two men jumped down on us.
Go on, Jimmy, go on.
I got loose, and Miss Lane yelled at me to run, but I didn't know what I was doing.
And what happened to Lois?
They pushed her in the car and drove away, and I looked around for a cop, but there wasn't any. So I came here.
Dinelli. It couldn't be anyone else. He's got Lois.
Kent, where are you going?
Got to look into something, Mr. White. You keep Jimmy here and send someone over to stay with Mrs. Olson. I'll be back soon.
Oh, I'm responsible for all this. I've got to do something about it fast. If Lois is at Donnelly's place, I shouldn't have much trouble. No time to take the elevator down. The window will do. Up with it. And out.
Like an arrow shot from a bow, Superman streaks across the darkened city in the direction of Donnelly's headquarters. His only thought, to rescue Lois Lane from the racketeer's clutches. His only hope, that he reach there before any harm comes to her. Faster. Faster, until he swoops down like a great bird and lands in the concrete driveway alongside a three-story house.
There. Don't think anyone saw me. Those clouds were conveniently low. Now, let's see. Nellie's office was on the 3rd floor. Well, I'll climb up and sneak through a window. Quietly. There. Not so easy clinging to the sill. Now, up with the window. Gently. There. And into the room. Looks dark and deserted. I hope I'm not too late. Wait. I hear something. A man talking in the next room.
Okay, boss. I'll be there in an hour. Yeah, sure. I'll bring the dough with me. Goodbye.
You'll be where in an hour?
Hey, where'd you come from?
Never mind that. Where are you going? To Donnelly?
Get away. Get away, or
you won't do anything.
Hey!
Now talk, or I'll break your heart.
Let me go. Let me go.
Talk.
I ain't done nothing.
Where's Donnelly? You were just talking to him on the phone. Where is he?
I don't know. I swear I don't know.
Now, refresh your memory. Let's see whether you bounce like your boss did up against the wall.
No more. No more. Oh.
Will you talk?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk.
All right. Get up on your feet. Stop. Don't do that. Come back here. Oh. A fool. Dove out the window to the concrete driveway 3 stories below. Oh, this is the last racket he'll ever be mixed up in. Crowd's gathering. I'd better go. Can't afford to be seen here. Out the back. And away!
Sorry I had to leave so suddenly, Mr. White.
Well, where on earth have you been?
Well, I had an idea, but it didn't work.
Close the door and sit down. This is the time for action, Kent. Fast acting.
Yes, but what can we do? Where can we turn, Mr. White? Lois isn't at Donnelly's hangout.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I don't know, really. I just have a hunch.
Well, Kent, we can't work on hunches. This is much too serious. We'll have to notify the police.
No, I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. White.
Why not?
Well, I'm just afraid of what might happen to Lois. Jimmy here can tell how Donnelly threatened his mother.
They said if she called the cops, they'd beat her up.
Well, maybe you're right. Well, one thing we can do is to make use of the Daily Planet. Now, I've got a story all set for the first edition tomorrow. Had a rewrite man get the facts from Jimmy here and knock it out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, listen to this banner head. Planet reporter misses. Racketeer believed responsible for... City desk. White speaking.
Is Clark Kent there?
Who?
Clark Kent.
Now, hold on. It'd be okay.
Thanks, Mr. White. Hello?
Is this Clark Kent of the Daily Planet?
Yes, I'm Clark Kent.
Mr. Kent?
Yes?
If one word about my business is printed in your paper, Miss Lois Lane may run into trouble.
Who is this talking?
Donnelly is the name, Kent.
Mr. White, have this call traced. It's Donnelly. I'll keep him on. We hadn't intended printing anything about you, Donnelly. If you'll send Miss Lane back, why,
but
I'm sure...
I'm good and ready, Kent, but not before. You've been crossing me up too much. This time, I'm taking no chances. I'll wait and see what your paper says before I make a move. So long, sucker.
Was that really Donnelly, Mr. Kent?
I got it, Kent. I've got it good. on the other phone.
Yes?
He was calling from a drugstore booth in Little Falls. Little Falls. That's a town about 50 miles from here.
I'll leave at once, Mr. White.
Now, hold on. I'm going with you.
What?
Yes, we can take my car. This time, I'm going to be in on the kill.
But Mr. White...
Well, I want a crack at Dinelli, personally.
But Mr. White, I can get there much faster alone.
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
Well, I... That is...
Nothing doing. I'm coming along.
Can I go, Mr. White?
You? Of course not.
Oh, please, Mr. White, I won't be in the way.
Jimmy wants to learn how to be a reporter, and, well, after all, it is his story.
Are you mad, Kent? Taking a kid up to a place...
I'm not a kid, Mr. White. I'm 14.
Oh, well, all right. But you're responsible for him, Kent.
I'll watch him.
Gee, thanks a million, Mr. Kent.
All right,
now, before we leave, I want to okay this story.
Now, Mr. White, you can't print that story.
What?
I didn't tell you, but Dinelli said if we printed one word about him, Lois would suffer.
Kent, you're right. You're right, he's got us blocked. No, but not for long. Come on. I'm itching to get my hands around Dinelli's throat. And when I do, it'll be tough to bad.
But even as Clark Kent, Editor White, and Jimmy Olsen speed northward through the night, two men converse in the front room of a cabin located on the edge of a dense pine forest, 2 miles above the town of Little Falls. One of them is Dip Dinelli. The other, his henchman, Spike. Listen.
Yeah, it's pretty near midnight. Let's keep him, Tony. Said he'd be here in an hour.
Well, maybe he had a flat, Chip. You can't tell. Oh, what did that reporter Kent have to say when you call him up?
What could he say? Don't you worry. That paper won't print nothing about me. Not while we got the Lane girl.
Well, what you gonna do to her, Chip?
That all depends. Say, I ain't heard her yawling lately. She all right?
Yeah, tied up in the back room. Yeah, I guess she got tired.
Where's that briefcase with the records of collections we made from the storekeepers?
I tossed it in the back room.
You think it's safe with her in there?
Sure. She'd have to be a Houdini to get loose.
I wish Tony'd get here with that dough. I was a fool to leave at the house. With some dough, I can start paying off a few guys and quiet this thing up.
He'll be here, Chip, unless he's dead.
What do you mean?
Well, gee, for guys... I was only kidding, Chip. Can't you take a joke?
There's no time for joking. See what the girl's doing.
She's all right. Chip! Chip, she's gone! Out the window!
What?
The briefcase is gone, too.
Briefcase gone?
Yeah, she took it with her. Wait, here's a flashlight. Look, you can see her tracks on the mud. She went into the woods.
I'll after her, quick. Look out, you fool. The kerosene stove.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Of course you didn't, you clumsy ape. I'll look at it. Kerosene burning all over the floor. You can't put it out. The woods got you. Get back. Come on outside. It'll go up like a torch in a minute.
Gee, sure is burning. What about the girl in the woods, Chip?
Forget about her. We gotta think about ourselves. We'll go back to town and pick up that dough. I can't wait any longer for Tony. It's risky hanging around here. Some of them farmers will come running when they see this fire.
Well, how about them papers, Chip? The ones in the briefcase.
The wind's blowing the fire over to the woods. I don't think there'll be very much left of them papers.
Fire, consuming the cabin and creeping slowly toward the edge of the dry pine woods, fanned into tongues of flame by the high wind. What of Lois, alone in the darkness of the forest? Don't fail to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.